Tracy Tyson, a first year from Plano, shares a meal with a friend and checks out the parade of people she lives with.
I'm really excited to be in one of the new dorms because they're really, really nice.
$147 million nice. Every detail of the new dorms and dining hall is designed to bring the students together. Julie Wixton, an associate vice president, points out the 85 power outlets in the dining hall.
We want people to come feel like they can kind of come hang. If they have to recharge their phone or recharge their laptop or whatever, they're going to have the ability to do that.
The school is hoping the students will meet up for late night milkshakes and study groups and ultimate frisbee, basically hoping they become friends with each other. It's more of a challenge at college than you'd think, now that young people are buried in their phones or Skyping with their high school friends back home, rather than meeting new people in their dorm. Brian Bridges is a researcher on what makes students successful in college and finds that having friends on campus is huge.
Not only are they studying together, but they're building even stronger ties in the community when they go and they're hanging out in this lounge area or when they're down there charging their phones.
Bridges did this research when he was at the National Survey of Student Engagement. He's now a vice president with United Negro College Fund. His data suggests that students who live on campus, even by force, feel more like college students and are more likely to graduate on time than the off-campus crowd. At Harvard, a whopping 97% of students live on campus, 87% at Yale, 94% at Columbia. Live at the college and your life is the college.
Students don't have to necessarily go anywhere else to find entertainment, as well as get their studies done because their colleagues in their classes live down the hall or on the other side of the building.
SMU cited this research when building these new dorms. There are positive signs that the investment could be worthwhile. Wake Forest University in North Carolina built new dorms and required more students to live in them last year and has seen campus activities flourish.
Early returns are that we have accomplished what we were looking for.
That's Donna McGalliard, Dean of Residence Life and Housing at Wake. Only seniors there can live off campus, and this year most aren't.
Every moment is touched by what happens on the campus. And I do think that colleges and universities are seeing a benefit of that.
3 years are required on campus at Duke, 4 years at Vanderbilt. SMU is looking to join an elite club and trying to get a ranking with the top 50 universities in the country. The challenge will be to change the perception of on-campus living. SMU senior Spencer Ramsey explained why he shares an apartment with friends in the Knox Henderson neighborhood of Dallas rather than living in the dorms.
Once people know they can move off campus, then they'll look forward to it because I guess you can see it more as a reward. That you've kind of done your time.
There's a monetary reward to moving off campus. He's saving money by sharing the house and cooking with friends. SMU hopes that good food and stately Georgian buildings can make on-campus living less dorky and more grown up. It's certainly got a grown-up price tag. Add tuition to room and board, and freshmen and sophomores at SMU are paying more than $60,000 a year. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.